My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Shryan and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
We all have our good days and our bad days, and it's a good day for me when I can introduce John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Another sign of a good day for me is the presence beside me of our scorer, Mary Bell. But to the questions, John. Very simple, really. What begins like this? And ends like this. Terrific stuff, yes.
It's Tosca.
It is indeed.
Puccini.
Beginning and end of Tosca.
Yes. I heard a story about the end of Tosca. You know, it ends with a posse of chaps coming on and they shoot the tenor. Quite rightly, too, usually. And then Tosca runs up to the top of the battlements and hurls herself off.
Oh.
Yes. Well, one day, somebody was ill in another opera, and so they had to substitute Tosca. And they completely forgot to get the posse of chaps, you know, to come on with the rifles at the end. And in desperation, they tried to find somebody around the theatre, you know, in the middle of Act Two, and all they could find was one bloke. So they dressed him up, and he said, "Now, what do I do?" He said, "Oh, you must know it. Go on. Just follow Tosca." So at the end, they got the tenor dead, and Tosca ran up the stairs and threw herself off the battlement. So this chap with the rifle did exactly the same.
Right. A Tuscan ninny.
Bit of a ninny, yes.
A Tuscan joke.
Frank, this piano record was a big seller in 1950. Frank, the producer of that record told me he was very worried about Swarf. Who or what was Swarf?
There's an awful lot of pianos there, aren't there? Swarf is a pretty piece of engineering substance. If you put a piece of metal on a lathe and turn it with a sharp tool, or if you instead of doing it vertically, if you do it horizontally and cut a master disc.
Right.
And dig a groove, there's a bit of waste that comes up in one long, beautifully curly, continuous bit of stuff, and that's called the swarf.
And if you're not careful, gets involved in the cutting of the next groove as well. Yes, it could cause crackle, among other things. You got it with wax, pairings of wax, or now I suppose vinyl would be the thing. Ian, rather like John's question, what begins like this? Ends like this. Little nod of the head, I saw.
Yes, a nod of the head because it recalls something which I've never confessed to before, but I'll tell you, Steve, as long as you keep it very quiet.
Yes.
I have never played the part in the opera of Mephistopheles, because that was the beginning and end of Faust, but in the court, because I've not the right sort of voice for it, but one gets pressed into service in concerts to sing the trio at the end. And the in concert performance, the trio ends short at the end of the opera. And then I found myself asked to sing the end of the opera, including the trio, in an operatic concert some years ago at the Royal Festival Hall. And after the trio, there is Mephistopheles comes in with a great sort of cry on a fairly high note, which is the note gives the chorus their note for the big ensemble that comes immediately before what you just played. And I worked at it and I worked at it, but of course Margarita has just given a great sort of scream of horror, which, when you're nervous, kind of knocks you off your note a bit, at least with somebody like me it does. And I sang this note, and to my horror, I heard the chorus come in on a different one. And I'm thankful to say that they were right and I was wrong, and nobody in that chorus, not even the conductor, came and remonstrated with me for having given them such an appalling lead. And I've hugged that to my bosom.
Nice people, singers.
Feel better,
nice
people.
And now I've got it off my chest. Yes. We can do the rest of the program now. Right.
Get a good night's rest.
It's
been
worrying me for years.
Yes, it was Gounod's Faust. Dr. Richard Crossley of University of York told me about an American tourist who was on a visit to Weimar, and at a statue of Goethe, he said to the guide, "Who was this Goethe?" And the guide said, "It was the creator of Faust." And the American said, "Ah, well, in my country we pronounce that Guno." Dennis, the date is 1930. Someone called Treg Brown is making a record when he's interrupted. Interrupted by whom?
Wait, man, what in the world are you singing about? Don't you know that's all out of date?
Why, who are you?
I'm the Sheiky Man. That's who I be. And all the gals, they fall for me.
That was the man about whom you said in another program in this series, Frank sings better than, which is one of the great disputable statements.
Yeah. He plays much worse trombone,
yes.
I can tell you.
Jack Teagarden.
I think I said he had a better voice.
I see.
He doesn't sing better, that's right. slight distinction.
Sorry to drag you into this, Frank.
The Sheik of the Arabi, that's right. Just a few questions to establish the truth about this and that, beginning with a song line that always brings me up short. John, whose hungry mouth is pressed to whose sweet flowing breast? There's a thought.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, would
you? I mean, if you're brought up short, I'm positively taken.
Do you know the
Wems
song?
Are made by fools like me.
That doesn't help much.
But only God
can make.
Can make a tree.
The next verse.
Yes, it comes about him singing better or worse than anybody.
I take it back now. Actually, I'd rather have heard it. Rather have heard it on Jack Teagarden's trombone. Frank, where can I find a reference to the 821? The 821.
The 821.
Yes. Shall I do it the way it's done in the song?
Yes, please.
The 821.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown goes up to town on the 821.
Yes. Oh, do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
When you think of England's done. That's right. Dad's Army signature tune. Ian, a song reference to a quatty, or to be more precise, not a quatty, comes in a song.
Not a quatty.
Not a quatty.
Yes, well, now, a quatty, drawing a bow at a venture, I think, is probably a Cumbrian word for a sheep that has missed the dip. And therefore its wool is a slightly different colour from the rest. And when Cumbrians look at the flock and they say, that's not a quatty, what they mean is that sheep has been dipped.
That is worth a full half mark out of one. It comes from a song that goes...
must have been a West Indian sheep.
Carry me, Aki, go. It's a song called Linstead Market. Arthur Benjamin did a famous arrangement of it. Carry me, Aki, go, Linstead Market, not a quatty.
What is a quatty?
It's what you don't sell if you go to Linstead Market. You're unlucky. Don't anybody write and tell him what.
Please
don't. Dennis, we know that the moon's a balloon, but whence comes the line, the sky's a blackboard? The sky's a blackboard.
Can you give me one of your little musical clues?
Yes. If I were playing an introduction that I didn't like, it would be.
Teach me tonight.
Teach me tonight, it comes from. That's another half mark out of one, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Really are some weird lines in old songs. I wonder, can any member of the audience place the song that includes the words, I'll raise a bunion?
No bunion.
That's right. The Spaniard that blighted my life. And does anybody off the stage, or here on it for that matter, know who plays the guitar outside a bazaar? He plays a guitar outside a bazaar. Do you know it, Dennis?
No.
Shinana Kedar plays the guitar outside a bazaar.
Of course.
Right. People needed taking out of themselves between the wars, and it led to some very romantic waltz tunes of that period. John, who composed this, do you think?
I don't even know how it goes on.
No. It's called Smoking? Dearest Love, it's called.
Cigarettes?
Do you know who wrote it?
Novello.
It sounds very Novello to me. Here's the same tune sung by its composer.
Dearest love, now that I found you, the stars change in the sky.
No card, and it came from Operette in 1938.
Dennis was trying to help me by making a thing about cigarettes.
I was going through
Ardath, Kensitas, Craven A.
Such a difficult voice to identify.
Frank, this is how one of Noel Coward's verses ends. See if you can come up with the next five words after it stops.
Come with me and leave behind the noisy crowd. The light shines for us above the clouds. Please don't turn away, or my dream will stay hidden out of sight among a lot of my
loving. I am with a view and no.
Here's Noel Coward to provide the answer.
A room with a view.
He's right. Absolutely right, yes. Ian, again, five words, please. The next five after your record stops.
They're out of sorts in Sunderland and terribly cross in Kent. They're dull in Hull and the Isle of Mull is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the first, the fourth and sullen on Salisbury Plain. In Dublin they're depressed lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west, lad.
And so will everyone else.
Yes, so is everyone
else.
Bad
times just around the corner.
Bad times, yes, that's right. Dennis, this is part of the verse of one of Noel Coward's loveliest songs, I think. How does it go on?
The music of an hour ago was just a sort of let's pretend. The melodies that charmed us so at last are
the party's over now. It's the dawn is drawing by now.
The party's over now, yes, from words and music.
I heard a story about Noel Coward the other day. He was having lunch with Alfred Lunt when Lunt was quite old, and they were very old friends, and he said, Noel, I'm afraid my sight is getting worse and worse. Have you got any advice for me? And said, no, Alfred. Monsieur Doe, you must have something. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I haven't. I really haven't. And he went on like this, so eventually Noel said, well, Alfred, never eat white fish on a white plate.
Splendid.
An old musical memory comes from a supporter of ours in Trowes, Norfolk. He recalls playing in bands and orchestras at rehearsal and being told by the conductor, you're playing like a blasted PSA band. A PSA band. What would that stand for? PSA, John. PSA band.
Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra.
Would do. You're playing like a PSA band, Frank.
It's the Padstow Salvation Army Band, which has done so much to cheer us up on Sunday mornings in Market Square, just outside the Gentlemen's Outfitters.
Well, probably very true. PSA, Ian?
I used to hear my father refer to this PSA, which actually stood, I think, for a pleasant Sunday afternoon.
That's right. They knew that. Yes.
And quite who organised these, but I imagine it was bands playing in the parks and with a carefully selected repertoire that didn't have anything like Go Where the Booze is Cheaper or anything like that.
Beer, beer, glorious beer, yes. Dennis, have you got an explanation for PSA, apart from the real one?
I put down Popular Song Assassins.
Right. Pleasant Sunday afternoons it was, in Ilkley and I think pretty well all over Britain, PSA. Some familiar compositions are identifiable simply from their rhythms, without any melody at all. The way to test the rhythms is to tap them on this cigar box of mine, which has given yeoman service over my music years. John, what is this? I can tell you it's 19th century, it's orchestral, and it comes from a last movement, and it's in quick 3-4 time. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. 1. First two notes are on the piano. Or rather... Got it.
Oh, yes.
Took a long time.
It's Schumann, piano concert.
Thank you very much. The third movement thereof, yes. Frank, yours is vocal, very familiar. Ian has sung it for us, though it's not actually one of his roles. 1, 2.
Go Where the Booze is Cheaper.
Barbara of Seville, not Barbara written for Dr. Bartolo. Yes.
I've learnt to...
Ian, it's your turn. This is what you might call in brilliant waltz time. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
I heard that this morning after breakfast, and my wife said it was the mating call of the woodpecker. Alternatively...
Gets you a mark. Or...
Alternatively, yes. It's... Pum-pa-da-dum, 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 pum.
Give me a name or a ballet.
It's... Les Sylphides.
Yes, it comes from Les Sylphides. Now, it was Grande Valse Brillante by Chopin. Yes. Dennis, a fugue subject for you, you'll be glad to learn. But it's one I think you've heard a few times, right? 1, 2.
Just do the last bit again.
Well,
I know you toy with me with saying it's a fugue, but I nearly got it.
I do it from the start again. Right. 1, 2.
Isn't it our signature tune?
Yes, it's. Yes, it is.
Aren't you dying for me to give the composer?
No, actually.
All right, we won't bother.
Let you go on that. Sure. Yes. Who composed it?
Steve Race.
Thank you very much. And that was Dennis Norden saying so. Never mind. Writing from Norwich, G.F. Swain asks to hear a tune that he says is a favourite for the mandolin hereabouts. And since I composed the tune, I thought I'd play it, though not on the mandolin. Called Faraway Music. I'm going to ask John to start off the singing session this week with The Rose from the film of the same name.
Okay, we'll try. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
Lovely song. I don't really know who to thank for the idea behind this next song, which involves Frank and Dennis. Jeff Harris, perhaps, of Warwick, who long ago heard this song done as a duet in this particular way, which is not as Irving Berlin intended it. It's about the wonder of falling in love.
They say that falling in love is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
So they say.
And with the moon up above,
it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
So they tell me. I can't recall who said it.
I know. I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand.
And
this thing that's known as romance is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
In every way.
So they say.
Henri Trotter wrote about a century ago a 2 million seller called My Old Chicot. All we taught there turned out to be Henry Trotter, a member of the Royal Aquarium Orchestra, whatever that was. According to a reference book, a spirited baritone performance can still thrill an audience.
Can it, but you...
Let us find out.
Right. Good gracious.
I mind the day me old Chico when first you graced me head. What time I wore me sabre tash, me spurs and jagged red. I mind a dainty little lass whose cheeks were all aglow when first she took a kiss from me beneath me old chacal. When first she took a kiss from me beneath me old chacal. Many a year ago, here's a health to all the pretty girls we used to know, and here's to every soldier man who wore an old chaco 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and here's to every soldier man who wore an old chaco 10, 20, 30, 40 50 years ago.
There you are, you see, it does still thrill an audience. And so will the information coming through now. A victory for... Never mind. John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.